Expressing your love can look many different ways, and with the right jewelry gift from Blue Nile, it can truly sparkle. Blue Nile's collection of classic diamond jewelry makes for the kind of gift that speaks volumes without saying a single word. Or switch things up with a sapphire piece sure to spark conversation. Either way, Blue Nile's diamond guarantee ensures you get the highest quality at the best price. Express yourself with Blue Nile, the original online jeweler, at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I need to talk to you about your teammate, Richard Jefferson, Arizona teammate. So RJ dropped a video.
Let's talk about why Gilbert went from first round to second round. It wasn't because of his talent, because that man is a bad man, and I will get on any app and talk about how bad of a man he was. But Gilbert was an immature asshole. That's just who he was. We all are little dickheads. Like, I get it. But what Gilbert did was a little bit more special. So first, every athlete knows about stress tests. You got to do it, make sure your ticker's working. And so at the pre-draft in Chicago, you're probably supposed to be on it for like 5 to 8 minutes so your heart rate gets up high enough. So Gilbert decides to do it in Chuck Taylor's. Now, everyone has to do it. Gilbert gets up there, 30 seconds in, he's like, ah, this is messing up my Chuck Taylor's. I'm not doing it. And these guys that are running the performance thing are like, what are you talking about? He's like, you got to do this. And they're like, nah, I'm not going to do it. So again, red flag. Now, he already had a couple of red flags because Gilbert had some good situations with guns in college, but I digress.
My whole thing with the NBA draft, my NBA draft workouts was, it was outdated to me. It didn't make sense, right? You have two different groups, right? You have the privileged, right? Those are the guys who just comes in for measurements. They just come in, they do measurements, see how tall they are and all that. And then you have guys who are trying to actually break in the first round, get noticed, and we call those now, we got a name, the Squid Games. Right, we're actually battling and working out and testing one-on-one, two-on-two. Like, we're really competing. Like we're competing, fighting elbows. Like, we're really out there fighting for our lives. Every moment, though, right? Kids who couldn't make it, they didn't get agents, they went back because they couldn't handle what was going on. They got embarrassed. Like, somebody who was going to be a top 15, he gets murdered out there, he goes back to college, right? I'm going back in, you know what I mean? Because he just got embarrassed. Like, so we're really grinding. Well, unfortunately, there's a hero that's coming out of the Squid Games workout, right? That's me. Like, I'm like rising. And I have my clan, you know what I mean? I have my crew, you know what I mean? So now I'm challenging everything, because now it doesn't make sense. Like, I feel like I'm the number one pick amongst us.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Not them. Like, I gotta remember, those guys, like Richard Jefferson, those are like, we don't get to see behind the glass. We're all trying to make it behind there. So, you know, when they do the little testing stuff, I'm like, all right, how do I win this? How do I win? They're like, oh, yeah, you get on here for 18 minutes. Okay. Wait, that's it? 18 minutes? They're like, yeah, everyone goes to 18 minutes. So everyone ties. Man, fuck all this. This is stupid. So I'm already looking at it as stupid. One, I can't win it. So now it's stupid. Two, it's May. What do you care about my in-shape ability in May? What does me being in shape in May have to do with me being drafted in July? What does that have to be? What does that have to do with being in shape for summer league? What does that have to be in shape for in October 1st for training camp? May, this means nothing, so who cares? Right?
Yeah.
Like, this, like, if I'm out of shape right now, then I'm in shape for the other three, this means nothing. If I'm in shape right here and then I'm out of shape for the other three, this means nothing. So, I'm done. I don't want to mess up my chucks. You got to remember, I had regular shoes to win. I wanted to win this contest, right? Because I wanted to win this contest. But because there was no contest, I didn't want no part, so I botched that. I botched it. I don't want none of that. It's beneath me.
It's So quickly.
I ran 5 miles a day to get ready for Chicago training camp. And you're talking about this, I get to walk on here for 3 minutes? I'm out here like running the track every single day. And you over here talking about 3 minutes and every 3 minutes it moves up there. Get the f*** out of here. You're wasting my time. I want to go back to playing one-on-one. I got Zach Mulberry to go against today. Like I'm serious, like this man's been like, he just beat me in one of these drills. I'm already pissed off because they wouldn't let me redo it.
That's real.
I got real competition to go through. You over here talking about treadmill tests.
Expressing your love can look many different ways. And with the right jewelry gift from Blue Nile, it can truly sparkle. Blue Nile's collection of classic diamond jewelry makes for the kind of gift that speaks volumes without saying a single word. Or switch things up with a sapphire piece sure to spark conversation. Either way, Blue Nile's diamond guarantee ensures you get the highest quality at the best price. Express yourself with Blue Nile, the original online jeweler, at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Fast forward the next day. You want to know how Gilbert followed that beautiful moment up? So there's a big symposium. Every pre-draft player is there. Teams are there. There's, you know, people kind of talking to us about what do you want to accomplish in this league and the opportunities. And, you know, the microphone gets to Gilbert after talking to a couple different players. And Gilbert, they're like, hey, what do you want to do? It's like, I want to be a pimp. Now, all of us giggle and laugh because we're 19 years old. This guy doesn't know who Gilbert is and how crazy he is. So he's like, excuse me, sir, what did you say? Gilbert doubles down. He's like, I want to be an international pimp. This man lit into Gilbert in a way I still have not seen. If you think objectifying women, if you're talking about using this league to bubble, just goes off as he should because that's inappropriate. No big deal. Sorry, ladies. He's an idiot.
Let's talk quickly about your love of pimping. This is a true conversation. I was talking to my pops the other day and just explained to him that back in those early 2000s, we had American Pimp, Pimps Up, Hoes Down, but there was just a whole culture of pimping and how we spoke, how we talked. And just a fascination with that whole community, just the ism, really. So I just wanted, you know, because I'd never heard that story about you wanting to get into that life.
Okay, no. It wasn't pimping like that. I wasn't trying to pimp. First of all, sex was on my mind because we was having fun before this meeting. So, you know, I was already mentally on level 10 because I got a woman. Got a woman. So y'all have to understand, okay, competitors, NBA players, just competitors themselves will understand my mindset. You gotta remember, everything is competition, right? So when we're going into this big meeting room, I'm mentally battling and physically battling. Now we get put on against the glass. Now they open in the glass and we're all get to see who's who, right? They're looking at us like, oh, here's the help. Right? So, you know, we're the help. You got to remember, everybody who's working out in Chicago, who has to work out, they're technically the help. They're not part of the elite. They're not part of the lottery, the prestige of the draft. So when we're coming in a group, as me, everything's more psychological. So I want to see where is everyone sitting, right? Because sitting to me lets me know your mindset. Are you a hunter? Or you prey, right? Are you a hunter or prey? Do you feel confident or are you still looking for approval? When you sit down in a setting, it tells me that. You sit in the front, you're mentally weak. You are looking for approval. So that means I can tell you, people who are A students, right? A students, they're gonna sit in the front. They wanna sit in the front. They want the teacher to see them. They wanna be like, I'm paying attention. So that means Stanford players, Duke players, if Princeton players come in, they wanna sit in the front.
Dream schools. Okay.
You're gonna sit in the front because you want people to pay attention to you, people to see you, right? That means you're not confident in your game. You're still looking for approval, weak, right? If you go through the list and say, all right, all the people who we consider bust, where do they sit? I guarantee you most of them sit in the front two rows, 100%.
Too thirsty.
Yeah. Too thirsty, right? The middle is where your talent's gonna sit, right? They're in the back. Remember, the back is the cool kids, right? Those are the, you know, this is where, you know, the LeBron James, your D-Wade, your players like Amari Stoudemire, your Vince Carters, you know, they're gonna sit in the middle or the back. Now, when you think in hunting, right? A tiger does not sit in the front because that means he's being hunted, right? He's gonna sit in the back or the middle. See, when you're talking about sheep, the wolf gets to eat in the middle. He can eat before the flock realizes what the fuck is happening. So you're gonna have eaters in the front. In the back, they get to look at the crowd and look, right? So I'm already trying to eye who's who, right? So I'm asking, hey, Rich, you know, I'm closer to the back. Hey, Rich, who's, you know, Joe Johnson? Oh, that's him? All right, okay. Who's Ronnie White? Oh, that's him right there? Damn, that's a big-ass three-man. You know what I mean? So, you know, you're trying to point out where, and I remember saying it. I remember, this ain't even jokes. This is real. I said, hey, where's that brown kid, the number one pick? And it was like, oh, he's in the front. I said, next to Colin Twins? He's like, yeah. I said it. Oh, he's going to be ass. He's going to be ass. You're in the front. You're ass in the front. You're in the front brown nosing. That's the front, right? So that was the first thing of him. This, all right, no threat. That was the mindset. So when they're sitting here going through all of these pointless ass, you know, conversations with them. It's pointless. Like when I say it's pointless. We're 18, 19, 20 years old, and you're about to give us money. What you're saying is irrelevant.
Give right? me a dough.
So the first one starts off about women, groupies. We're 19-year-old kids. That's all we're looking for. It's all we're looking for. We want groupies. Yes. Where are they at? So you said they at the bar trying to. What bar? What bar? What are you talking about? Like, what are you up here talking about? Like, you're telling us literally, you got to watch out for the girls. They're trying to do this. You stay away from. You're telling people who are about to be millionaires to stay away from women. Of course you can. You look like a dork. That is easy for you. So, right? So that's all. So I'm already commentating like, oh, yeah, blah, 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 blah. So I'm already a class clown.
Yeah.
Right? Then the next one comes up. It's financial guy. And it's like, this is what we hire people for. I've been broke my whole life. What do I know about the stuff you're talking about? That's what the financial... Can you just get rid of him and talk to our financial guy? Like, you and the financial guy should be having a conversation about this. Because I already know I'm spending my money when I get it on shit that I don't need, but I want. Facts. That's just... I'm 19 years old. Like, what do you think I'm going to buy? I'm going to buy... I'm gonna buy the Mercedes with the Western. I'm putting 22-inch rims on. I'm driving by my college for show. Yeah. Like that's our age group, right? So then we have Sirius Jones up there. He gets up talking about what do you expect to gain out of being an NBA player? All right, I'm about to go to sleep. So they start asking, you know, players, Q&A. Q&A now, right? So it's Q&A. This is a serious group. So I'm already making everybody who get up there making fun. You got to remember, that's the front. He's only picking nerds. I'm in the back. So, you know, the Joker has already put the word in down to the pipeline. Hey, tell Twin pick me next. Tell Twin pick me next. Pass that shit along. So when he gets to the Twin and he finishes his stuff, he has to walk all the way around, come up the thing to ask me the question. Right? Everyone always says, Gilbert said it, but no one asked,
how did that microphone get to little old me? How did it get to the clown who's been clowning the whole time? How did that mic at that moment find that? I already told him, I'm about to tell these people, I'm gonna be a pimp, just see his face. So when it walked it all the way, what's happening, babe? Yeah. You know, so everybody's already knows about to happen. So instead of telling Collins to tell me the story or ask me the question, I want the nerd up there. Hey, excuse me, what'd you say it again? What I want the, yeah, that's it. I want to be a pimp. Mm-hmm. Yeah, got that out the way. Yeah, see his reaction now. Like, I'm trying to get a mic up, and he's like, excuse me, sir? Excuse me? What did you just say? Like, oh, shit, that's a challenge. Finally, I've been trying to get challenged this whole day. Ooh, what I said was, and then I start kind of like talking to myself, like, I want to be a pimp, but I'm already that. I want to be an international pimp. Who needs a mic? Who's next? Right? And then, right? Yeah. So then he takes it serious, and then he goes on this tangent. At that point, dude, doesn't even matter. I won. The reason I won is this is my competition. They see me get up, say some shit. You challenge me. I stood down on my 10 toes and re-popped the question. I doubled down. As athletes, I just told them, no matter what they do, I'm gonna come and I'm gonna come again. That's was my message to them, that no matter what, I'm gonna keep going, no matter who it is. See, you are authority to us. That means you are Vince Carter, Tracy McGrady, MJ. So when MJ says something to you, you're supposed to quiet. Yeah. I'm letting you know I don't do that. I told them I don't do that. Okay, so finish off. And that was what the purpose was. Now you have to really look at how those years went. I was the first in everything. I was the first everything for that group. All-star, all-NBA player, Olympic, first one to win an award, most improved one, rookie, MVP, first one to sign a contract. That all happened for a reason.
That's real.
It was more calculated than anything. I need to test the... Because let's say Kobe was in that group, right? And I stood up and said, think about signs of weakness. See, people don't think about that part of it. Signs of weakness. If I say, hey, I want to be a pimp, weak-minded people look back. Who said that? Kobe, Jordan, they're not turning their heads. If they were in the front, they're not turning their heads because that is irrelevant to them. That's to them, clown. For me to get their attention, I would have to say, I want to be the best player to ever play this game. Now they want to see who competition is. Who the fuck is thinking like that? All right, let me go. What's his name? What is his name? Let me put him on my list. You know what I mean? It all makes sense to somebody in competition world.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
So all of these things are the reason why Gilbert just kept dropping, because he's an idiot. So the fact that his brain still doesn't process why he dropped down just lets you know who Gilbert is. And I love my guy, but he's a little bit special. So before he starts talking about, oh, these guys got drafted, Gilbert, how many points did you score in the national championship game? And for extra credit, do you want to tell everybody what you were doing the night before the national championship game, the biggest game of our lives? And looking back, it was the biggest game you ever played in. You want to tell anybody? No? Okay, we'll just keep talking about how I was the fourth option. And look, I was the fourth option because our team was loaded. We were the number one team in the country. We were a number one seed the year before, brought everybody back, and had the best team in the country. We lost to some bunch of bum losers, but that's beside the point. Gilbert, tell the truth. Tell the truth. Don't sit on any app and start capping. Love you, bro.
In that video, and I'm sure a lot of Arizona fans are salty about this now to this day, the night before the 2001 National Championship game, Richard Jefferson claims, dry snitches said you were up to some nefarious activities. Wouldn't say what, but since I have you here now, I need to know, what were you doing the night before the 2001 National Championship game?
You know what's so funny? He really got me with that one, because I got hurt. So during the Final Four, I was trying to go for a steal. Hudson was playing Michigan State. Hudson and Zeebo closed in the screen. I was trying to jump through and tore soft tissue in my chest.
Okay. Right?
So I wasn't, like, the rumor was I wasn't playing the championship game because I couldn't move my right arm. So I had to get tore those shots.
Okay.
So I can play. So, you know, everyone's there. So I'm not doing nothing. That was the point. Who's going to believe that I didn't do anything before the championship game? So when, so I had to ask, like, champion, what the hell, what did I do? So I called Jason Garnett, hey, what did I do before the championship game? He's like, you didn't do anything. You was in bed, damn near crying like a little girl. I was like, you sure? What is Richard talking about? Right? So I asked everybody, and it was like, you didn't do anything. And I was like, clever bastard. If I actually said I didn't do anything, with my personality, no one was gonna believe it. So that means for me to match who I am, I gotta come out with some extreme shit. Now I gotta lie and make up a story that matches what everyone think Richard was talking about. And I was like, He finally got me. There's nothing I can do. I have to take the L.
Wow.
Because no one's gonna. You just don't believe. You played. You had 4 for 17. First of all, I said my shoulder was my chest muscle was messed up. Did not say I was gonna pass the ball still. As long as I had a arm, them shots was going up.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, but I didn't. I was in pain. I was taking. You know, they gave me 2 toradol shots. They gave me 1 to go to sleep. You know, so I wouldn't have to feel the pain, and then 1 before the game.
Shit.
It's a championship. I have to play that game.
You know, you already know. Reminds me of Ty Sedney against Arkansas. Same joint that he hurt his wrist in the Final Four.
Mm-hmm. He had to take Tordal?
Shot his shit up, but he couldn't. He tried to go, but it was very apparent within the first couple minutes of the game. So Cameron Dollar came in, and the rest is history. All right, last question I got for you. So according to my sources, that Arizona squad before the tournament had a no-sex pact. What I need to know is, for what? It's college. What do you mean? Just as long as it ain't like 24, 36 hours before a game, y'all are good.
Okay, look, so you got to remember, we're savages. The rule was put in, but the conversation about the rule was the funniest. Because you got me on the team, you got Richard, King Jackoff. Right? Like so you have a bunch of clowns who's asking the dumbest questions. First is, hey, when you say sex, do you mean like with women? Can we still have sex with men? Like, you know, then, because Lauren Woods made it. Lauren was like, dude, no sex, bro. Okay, got it. How about oral sex? No sex. Oral is part of sex. Can I jack that shit? Dude, you cannot jack off. That's not sex, though. That's jacking off. Dude, you cannot jack off. Can we get jacked off? You can't get jacked off.
I feel like I feel like y'all would have won if y'all would have just got
So Lauren was like, dude, no, how about this? No nutting. Then you should have said that from the beginning. No nutting. So, you know, I can get some head. I just can't nut. Back to square one. I can have some sex, just no nutting, guys. Just no release. Like, it was the funniest conversation because it lasted over an hour because we just kept doing this, right? That's we just kept poking at it. So we end up doing it. Like, had to go tell the girlfriends, like, hey, can't smash it before.
I know damn well. I know damn well everybody on that squad.
No, we didn't.
Somebody was getting some
chips. No one was. Because one did say, hey, can we let someone have sex with us? Like, we got to remember that. So I said, we have a team that sounds like that. They're just saying a whole bunch of shit that just irritating the Lauren Woods. I thought we had fun. I mean, you know, just me being hurt. I mean, that was more of a serious thing anyway. That's why I was kind of confused. Like, you know, what did I do? Because, you know, Bobby Olsen passed and we were going back to the city that they were from.
Yeah.
You know, so all the signs is we miss you, Bobby. So it was really, so I was already told be on my best behavior.
Yeah.
Because usually on the road, I'm trying to get kicked out of the hotel. The shit I was doing. I done pulled, like, just so people know I'm telling the truth, I done pulled koi fish out the pond, put it in front of teammates' doors, knock on it. Now they seeing the fish flap right there. Now they gotta make decisions. Right? Either let the shit die, grab the shit, go take it back. You gotta make a decision now at this point. You know? So that's the shit I used to do.
Oh my goodness.
Pull the fire alarm, like, you know how like the little peephole? Yeah. Pull the peephole thing out, spray the fire extinguisher in there. I did all that on the road. I'll fog up the whole floor. I didn't care, bro. Like, I was a menace to society. I'm not even gonna lie. I was literally a thorn in that coaching staff's ass. Like, I stole the security guard's little golf cart. Oh, I stole that in college. Oh yeah, that was me. That was a personal car for me. That motherfucker left with the keys to go get something. Drove that shit back to my apartment. Now I can get around, goddamn. That's who I was. I was having so much fun, but to think about it, there's no way I should have still been in Arizona.
That's what y'all were getting off though back then. That's the lecture y'all
had. I should have been kicked out week one. When I got kicked out my freshman year, I got kicked out of two dorms. Cause you know you have the RA. Those if you're an RA, you're a piece of shit, first of all. Like, because one, it's like you have this fake authority, like, that is meaningless to the rest of the world, but trying to control dorm rules and all that, and you're just a fucking student too. Like, that was irritating to me. So, you know, you play your music, RA knocks on the door. We have like stone floors. You know, they give you like brick floor, the cold shits, right inside your rooms. It ain't wood. So the doors open, like, open it up. So I used to put all this shit, ketchup, water, you know, milk, juice, soda, into garbage cans. And then lean it against the door, knock on it, and then when he opens it up, splatter all in his room. Right? I'll do shit like that, right? I was a prankster, right? I was a prank. Do shit like that. And then when he comes out, right, Gilbert, I'm shooting with paintball guns, right? So I did all that. I did that. That was me. So I got kicked out. I had to go live with a regular student. Didn't like that shit at all. Oh, because now, you know, I'm a regular. Now I'm a player with a regular student.
Yeah. They didn't last long usually. They would always get, we'd be like three players and one regular student, but we have them out before you.
Yeah, I woke them up. Hey, get up. I don't want you as a roommate no more. All right? I don't want you as a roommate. I want this whole room to myself because every time I'm trying to bring a girl over, you here. F***ing up the vibe, bro. You have no girls, man. Everybody that come in here, y'all finish playing foosball or whatever this shit you kick, hack-a-sack, and that shit is irritating listening to y'all talk about hack-a-sack scores. Get the f*** out, all right? Don't come back here no more, all right? You don't come back here anymore. Never came back.
Wow.
Never came back. And now I have my whole, now I got my dorm all to myself. I had a wonderful time in college. I remember I had a, that, I'm still a freshman. I have an 0.0, I had an 0.4 my first year. I had an 0.2 my second year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know who gave me the 0.4 because I did not go to class. I didn't even fake like I was going to class. I wasn't even one of those that's like, no, I did not. Like, all my books brand new, still had wrappers on it. Like, I didn't do nothing. I wanted to be a baller. I went into that gym. I trained my ass off, and you guys fix whatever y'all need to fix. You know, it was like, you just can't be on academic program. So I had to go to summer school.
Yeah, for sure.
So I had to go to summer school, take class at summer school, which was better because I got to stay in Arizona.
That's real.
And no one's paying attention to you. You can get all the A's you need.
Summer school, yeah. Summer school was always the move. And you got paid to be there, so it's all right, some more bread.
We did?
You get like a little stipend.
I don't know. Come on, it's Arizona. We got everything for free.
Yeah, I know. Y'all are living a better life than we were.
Facts.